Good morning. Joining us on the line is Congressman Paul Tonko, who is live from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. It's great to join you and all of the listeners out there, David.
Of course, you're from the Capital Region, a delegate at the convention. First, your sort of response to the historic nomination last night.
Well, you know, it's interesting because near the end of the entire gathering last night, there was a video presentation on a large screen that showed a rundown of all the presidents through the years. Very powerful. You're thinking of all the impact that especially the last that you saw had made, you know, since in my lifetime. And then all of a sudden that picture just shattered. There were these cubes, these photos of all these portraits of all these former presidents. And then it just shattered and showed the nominee after the votes were taken yesterday. And it was an historical moment, no denying. And, you know, I think Hillary Clinton is the strongest candidate to lead this nation. And the fact that she happens to be a woman and that history was set last night as a major party nominated a woman to be their candidate for president is a very powerful statement. And, you know, I think that we're a nation that continues to evolve. We keep searching for perfection, as was the challenging thought in the framework of our humble beginnings. And last night we were moving towards a more inclusive quality in that Hall of Fame of presidents who have led this nation.
Also, a pretty powerful message, a plea from black mothers regarding what they call murdered sons. And certainly this has been a period of increased racial tension in America. Your thoughts on those voices?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, there were many powerful statements made yesterday. And the concern about gun violence and gun violence prevention in our neighborhoods, our communities, our country, is a high priority for the party. And, you know, there's common sense response that we're asking for. Background checks with any purchase of a gun. If you have to have that background check in a purchase that is made in a store, then why not with those purchases made online or at gun shows? And a no-fly, no-buy concept where, you know, if you're deemed dangerous and should not be able to board a plane, then how is it that you can just legally buy a gun? And if there's concerns about some people being wrongfully listed on that given category, there is a due process, due diligence process that would be made available. So we need to move forward and do the common sense good thing.
Congressman Tonko, give us a sense of what you've been doing since you've been down in Philadelphia.
Well, there have been a number of gatherings. It's a very busy week. I was part of an Alzheimer's online forum that drew an awful lot of people around the country. And, you know, with a couple of colleagues from the Senate and the House, we were able to discuss some of the efforts made. We need to invest in research because the price tag by the year 2050, which is looming for many, as we go forward, it would be $1 trillion as the impact on the budget, on the Medicare budget, because of Alzheimer's. We need to do the research. We need to provide the relief for in respite format and services for those individuals and families that live with this disease. I've been involved with some of the discussions on various elements of the platform, and certainly a lot of socialization where you get to meet with different delegates from around the country. And, you know, they're long sessions. You're down at the Wells Fargo Arena for many hours each day, and the mornings and early afternoons are preoccupied with all sorts of activity.
Certainly, we're expecting to hear from President Obama tonight, and
right,
finally the nominee on Thursday, and sort of your thoughts on what you expect to hear from the president tonight.
Well, I think it's going to, again, be one of optimism, of going forward, building upon progress that we've made. Remember, when this presidency started, they were dealt a huge blow with a recession that was very, very deep and painful, 800,000 jobs lost per month. And then that was turned around by March of 2009, 3 months into the administration. And ever since, there's been this powerful climb upward of private sector job growth. Now the efforts are to get those good-paying jobs, sound jobs, investment in research, investment in building an advanced manufacturing sector that takes us from traditional manufacturing to some of the innovation economy that will grow jobs and, again, sound-paying jobs. But I think it will be one of optimism. I have to tell you, the crowd was on its feet throughout the speech made by Michelle Obama. They were on their feet throughout the speech made by President Clinton. And there have been some very strong statements shared with this convention, with the convention goers, and people are inspired. You know, some of the splits that might have been there with the Bernie supporters and the Hillary supporters are healing. I think we're going to leave this convention on a very positive note and upbeat, and certainly one that is filled with optimism, which I have to say is in stark contrast with the darkness that I think was shared by candidate Trump.
You know, along those lines, in the end, does it translate outside the convention hall?
You know, we're an optimistic society. We're one that knows that we've been through tough times. And the beauty of this country is that she responds to challenges. We have always done that. And we need that sort of optimism. We need that can-do attitude. We need the laser-sharp focus that will invest in the areas that are most important to working families and the great many of us, the middle-income community, education, higher education, research activity, and certainly the tools that manufacturing requires so it can be competitive in an international economy. And it's within our grasp. But the opportunities that were shared by the convention in Cleveland by Mr. Trump was one where you would grow the deficit. You would reduce taxes on average for $1 million per those in the highest categories and increase spending. That would grow the deficit, which we've been working at chipping away at and have reduced significantly with the Obama administration. So there is clearly a defined difference in where we want to go as parties coming from these conventions. And I think that as people grow closer to the election time, to election day, they're going to focus on the differences. And I think that Hillary Clinton will be a very powerful candidate who, with Senator Tim Kaine, will provide, I think, the winning formula.
We've been joined by Democrat Congressman Paul Tonko from New York's 20th District, the Capital Region, and beyond. Paul, we really appreciate you joining us this morning. And if you're still willing, I'd love to talk to you tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun day, a busy day, one that's filled with a lot of challenge. But we'll love talking to you tomorrow.
Thank you.